This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We're now ready for some stories from Mac Maloney.
Well, you asked me one of my favorite stories was, and I can tell you, to me, the creepiest story was, it's really not paranormal, not really, but during World War II, there was this battle that took place in around November of 1917, and you had this an entire German army facing an entire British army at this place in Belgium. I'm not even going to try to pronounce the name. And so what happened was, they were constantly shelling each other. It was trench warfare, and they're constantly shelling each other. And in fact, someone actually did a study on it. They found out that more than a million artillery shells had fallen within a square mile of where this battle was being fought. And you know, that's a lot of artillery shells. And what happened was it turned up so much of the ground. And then when you know it, it was the worst rainy August in like 100 years in this part of Europe. So it turned all this turned up earth into mud because it was so pockmarked that some of these mud holes were actually, 20, 30 feet deep in some of them. So what would happen is you had so many men, lined up against each other that people would step in the wrong thing and they would just disappear. They would just disappear into the mud and be gone forever. It turned out that, after this battle was fought, that 500,000 men on both sides were either killed or wounded in the battle. But 100,000 of the soldiers were never identified, meaning they were just gone. They became one with the earth. To me, that's kind of chilling in a way.
But how does that work into it being haunted?
Well, supposedly, the people now who live in this area is actually like a little village in Belgium. At night, they'll hear people crying, there's kind of like a haunting to this area these days.
That's cool. I've heard of stories, phantom. What do they call them? Phantom. What do you call it? There's like a battalion, and then mm-hmm. you've got a troop or something. But you right. have these, collections of soldiers. Where people swear they heard them marching down the street at night, and then they just kind of fade off like in the mist, like something out of the mist or something.
There was a battle in World War One called Gallipoli, and it was actually Mel Gibson's first movie, really good movie, and basically what it talks about is this failed invasion that the British did in World War One. They were trying to invade this section of Gallipoli, Turkey, because Turkey was on the side of the Germans in World War One. And it just turned out to be a complete disaster. Thousands of people killed, British troops, but also Australian and New Zealand troops. They call them Commonwealth troops. It just obliterated. They just walk into machine guns, walk into walls of machine guns. That's how World War One was fought. Anyway, there was this one company. They were called the I got to always look at this when I'm trying to pronounce it, Sandringham's. 100 men in this company. And what they were all these employees of these this one vast estate in England, the gardeners and the butlers and everything. World War One started, they put on uniforms and they went to war. Now, people saw them. They were told to go forward, march into the machine guns. Smoke obscured the battlefield. When the smoke went away, no evidence of these people ever existing was left behind. They literally disappeared. 100 of them, no guns, no bodies, no uniforms. They weren't blown apart. They were just gone.
Wow, that is cool.
The guy who at the time was the commander-in-chief of the British Army said later, he says, a very mysterious thing had happened at Gallipoli. No one has ever been to explain it. Who knows what happened? That to me, that's another one of my favorite stories.
I love that one. Yeah, that reminds me of the Avenger bombers in the Bermuda Triangle. With every once in a while, people think they might have found them, but they never have. Right. And then how in Close Encounters they reappear again. I mean, how cool would mm-hmm. it be to have that happen, where people, these missing people come back fully intact in 2020.
Right.
Or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to get into this, but another chapter in this haunted universe, because I was, I just kind of put everything, including the kitchen sink in it, is there's a whole chapter on my beef with Steven Spielberg. And that's one of the movies that I talk about, because Close Encounters to me it should have been a better movie than it was. And I think they're redoing everything these days. They should redo it. The original script for Close Encounters was that the protagonist, the main character, is a Air Force officer who doesn't believe in UFOs, and he gets to believe in UFOs because he sees all this stuff that happens as the movie unfolds. But for some reason, they change the script and they give it to Richard Dreyfuss, who at the time has admitted that he had a drug problem. And it seems like a lot of people in that set, might have been, because when you look at the movie is completely unbalanced. And I know I'm talking Stone Age now because a lot of people listening to this, you probably weren't even born when this movie came out. It's unbalanced. They put up so much time into Richard Dreyfuss building a mountain full of potato salad. You have this wondrous thing at the end, which isn't really shot well, but at the time it looked great. Why are you with him in the potatoes? You know what I mean?
It started out really well with the scene in the radar operators at the air traffic control. Excellent. And the sound of the pilot saying, we're seeing this. And then that shadow of the mothership coming over the farmland, in the moonlight was
cool.
Absolutely fabulous.
When they kidnap the kid, that's a really kind of frightening scene, and that's all done very well, but this whole idea of having Richard Dreyfuss in it, being this kind of dumb-witted electrician guy, and if you watch his performance, he just like walks through it. It's like he doesn't even understand what's going on, where if you go back, and they almost took this X-Files approach to it. You have this guy who does not believe in UFOs, no way, shape, or form. Plus, he's in the military, so he can't believe in them. And he's converted. That's such a better story.
I can see sort of the subtext of what they were trying to go for there. But the whole drama between Terry Garr and Dreyfuss, I just had a tough time buying into it. It really did, for me, destabilize the experience of the movie. But it still became, it's still in the Library of Congress for its cultural significance.
We can always criticize works, but the thing that bothered me about his relationship, the Richard Dreyfuss character, is why his wife becomes so hostile.
Right.
She acts like a nasty woman She sees her husband going through this turmoil, and rather than make the slightest effort to understand what he's going through, even if she doesn't believe in UFOs. Then again, the other thing is here, why are they choosing these people to take with them? I can understand, maybe we're trying to make logic out of a sci-fi film here. I understand the Bermuda Triangle. They go into this area and they're picked up for whatever reason. Fine. But picking people at random who get these psychic messages that they have to go somewhere to meet up with E.T. when it lands. But how do you explain the small child? Why would they take him for whatever reason? That's almost like a UFO abduction story.
See, that's the thing, is that my thing with Spielberg, and maybe you can tell I went to film school. Okay, so, I can't watch a film unless, I criticize it, And the thing with Spielberg is, he's a really popular director. There's no doubt about it. But he's not a great director, not in my opinion, because what he'll do is he'll go for the emotion over the reality of the substance of the plot. Let's say, I don't want to get really too show busy, But he'll tug at your heartstrings first instead of giving you like another kind of piece of the plot that you can build on and enjoy the movie, And where that whole idea where the kid is kidnapped, he wakes up in his bed and all his toys come to life and he's, finally dragged out the dog door. Okay. I mean, that's a really compelling scene. And then he's in the UFO and off it goes. But as you say, well, what's it really have to do with the rest of the movie other than the kid reappears at the end of it and his mother is there, everything is scrubby and balloons at the end of it. If they had only taken a little bit more of a serious approach to it, a serious approach, I think is the right way. It would have been just this. It would have been the Gone with the Wind of UFO movies, in my opinion. It's a popular movie, but it's not a great movie.
We can go into more detail about some of these things in the next segment. I agree with you about the movie. Of course, the most important part was the fact that Dr. J. Allen Hynek appeared for 4 seconds in it.
And Francoise Truffaut, the very famous French director, is in
it. Right. But the real secret here, which we learned from the fellow who wrote the bio on Hynek, is that he only got $3,500 for all the work he did on a film that made so much. Mac, Gene, and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Continuing a really, really fascinating discussion, starting with Area 51 and going on to hauntings. Randall, go ahead, please.
Well, continuing in the vein of some of this cultural stuff and entertainment, we're doing something that should be really fun in the not-too-distant future here at the Paracast. We're going to be having a Paranormal Musicians Roundtable episode where independent musicians who are into the paranormal can join the discussion and play their songs, have their songs played on the air, which is really cool. So if you want some airplay and have a good quality tune, it doesn't have to be about anything paranormal, go to the Paracast website and get in touch. And we'll see if we can get you on the show. I think Mac has already said he's interested in that, right, Mac?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'll be doing that. I'll be probably participating in that, too. So, we know you're out there. Okay, so let's make this a lot of fun, and it's not going to happen until we get enough people. So we're just waiting for you guys to get in touch with us.
You and I were talking off air there a couple of days ago. Just coincidentally, in this band, we're just a studio band. We don't play live or anything, but we put stuff together in studio, and most of the guys are studio musicians. But the CD we're coming out with someday soon, all the songs have to do with either UFOs or people I've met in the UFO community, since I've been involved in it. So, yeah, we're definitely on board.
Cool. That is so cool. And I did listen to some of your tracks. You've got some tracks on YouTube. So if you want to check that out, before we get to do the show, check out Max. Look for Sky Club. It'll be there. Or you can go to my YouTube thing, and I've got a link directly there to it, too.
I feel like I forced those on you.
No, I thought they were really cool. I'm really looking forward to actually playing them for some people on the air. Now, where were we? Okay, Haunted Universe Entertainment. This can take us back a bit to this whole To the Stars Academy thing, mm-hmm. right? What do you think about this whole approach to disclosure using the entertainment?
Well, on one hand, I think, something's better than nothing, but I really can't pay attention to that stuff, I'm not sure why, because not to get too deep into our radio show, but the thing about our radio show is that the people on it, not to disparage anyone else who's on radio shows, but they really have worked for the U.S. government as far as intelligence agencies or the military intelligence. Okay. And, one of them, and also, in Great Britain too, the British military. And, when it all kind of started, someone sent me an email and said, this Tic Tac video or the tumbling video has been, it's been flying around the internet or skulking around the internet for years. And for it to suddenly come out, and it's like, oh, wow, and a lot of people see it, who knows? But on the other hand, you have the Navy, supposedly just a couple of weeks ago saying, well, these things are real and they shouldn't have been out there. Well, they've been out there for years. The only thing that tainted me against that, and this is just me, but, I watched it on ABC Good Morning when they had that on. And so it'd be in December of 2017. And they're the first ones who played it. I'm watching it, and I said, wow, this is crazy. This is really now a big step in the right direction, in my opinion. But when they came back, the, bubble-headed news chick, quote Gwen Fry of the Eagles, she says, I thought I saw the Millennium Falcon in there. Okay. Well, the Millennium Falcon, is the is the major starship from Star Wars.
Of course.
Okay. Star Wars came out that day. ABC is owned by Walt Disney, and Walt Disney does Star Wars now. So, if you want to connect the dots for a conspiracy theory, in my opinion, that's a better conspiracy theory because that's exactly what they would do.
Okay. Well, this is really good. You're going to love this, too, because going back to when we were talking about the Robertson panel, of particular interest was their debunking strategy in which they suggest a case study should be presented for the purpose of baiting viewers with an interesting UFO story only to deflate them later by revealing a mundane explanation. Mm-hmm. And they talked about using radio, television, and film studios, among them Disney Corporation, in order to carry out their debunking and ridicule program.
Right. Disney has been in bed with the U.S. military or the U.S. government for a long time. They did a lot of propaganda stuff for them, in World War II and so on and so forth. And, hey, my hat's off to them. Anything, anything to help. But, you know, not to tell too many tales out of school, but, you know, I've had some, you know, business.
We're not in school here.
The Disney in the years past. And I'm telling you, they're brutal. They're brutal when it comes to making any kind of deal money-wise. And they are so adept at getting publicity that I think this is just another example of them somehow putting this thing together. I don't know. But then you have to say, well, would the Navy really be involved in it? You know, would the Navy come out and say these things are real? But, you know, these things were floating around the internet for a long time before all of a sudden they were splashed everywhere in December of 2017. I think it's fascinating that the Navy pilots came out and said, we saw these things, you know, but, you know, it's a real kind of head scratcher what's really going on there.
I just wanted to mention, speaking of Disney, and dealing with them, they now own about 40% of the movie industry. Of course, they took over Lucas. They have Marvel, although there's some copyright thing with the Spider-Man series. They own 20th Century Fox, 40% of the movie industry in one company.
I'll tell you a story when we're off air about my dealings with Disney. I don't dare do it on there because then the mouse will come and stomp me.
Oh.
But they're hard people to deal with. They're ruthless. They're ruthless.
Well, I mean, look at them. I mean, what we're talking about with Disney is a major socialization engine where they are responsible for the behavior of North American culture in a huge way. And they export it out to Disney's theme parks around the world.
Right.
And it's major.
Look at all these people who became very prominent in the 2000s, okay? 15 years ago. Christina Aguilera and, people in the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and a lot of them, they were on the Mickey Mouse Club.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, these are kids that signed to Disney as kids, and, you know, the good ones, you know, they weed out the chafe, and they take the good ones, and Disney's unbelievable, powerful machine behind them make them stars. They're not like Beatles. You know,
to be fair, Christina Aguilera is an amazing singer. Yeah, like she can belt it out like unbelievably well.
There's a lot of people who can belt it. She's, once again, I'm not going to disparage anyone who makes it in show business. It's probably the hottest business in the world to maintain, to be in it. You can be a one-hit wonder, but to stay in it is very, very hard. And you have to be very lucky. And she's good, and she's, you know, nice to look at and so on and so forth, but she's in the right place at the right time. And they groom these kids. They literally groom these kids, you know.
Oh, yeah, they're a product.
Right, they're a product. That's right. You know, and what happens is you don't have any of this organic creativity that came from, like, the Beatles and people like that, you know. The Beatles couldn't make it.
We got more to come. Mac, Gene, and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The president's special representative for Ukraine resigned Friday. Kurt Volker was named in the whistleblower complaint concerning the July phone conversation between President Trump and his Ukrainian counterpart. The resignation is raising questions. The House Foreign Affairs Committee said that they had scheduled a deposition with Ambassador Volker just next week. It's not sure now if he will still take part in the deposition. The White House had restricted access to the transcript of President Trump's phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin and the Saudi Crown Prince. The chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Elliot Engel, explains how the rest of the committee is viewing the hidden conversations.
It leads you to believe that somebody's hiding something or somebody wants to keep things from getting outside.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
Parenthetically, I listened to the Beatles channel at Sirius XM and read about them, and it was a bunch of accidents. That these kids came together and created magic. Nowadays, it's all corporate again.
Exactly. I mean, I read that Tune In book, which is like 800 pages, and it stops when they walk in to record their first real record. So it's all like pre-Beatles stuff. But the author counts 55 times when it could have gone either way. It went their way 55 times. Yeah, you know, that's almost like fate. Is intervening there, and not to make any kind of comparison, but in Haunted Universe, we do a whole session on him and the kind of person he was. He escaped 42 assassination attempts. 42. He wasn't in the right place at the right time for the assassin. He would change his itinerary at the last minute, that kind of stuff. Okay. But for the Beatles, just think, if one of those things had not gone their way, we would not have heard of them. But now, we did. They gave so much to everybody, not just their music and so on, but just culturally, you know, even the fashion and so on. And just think how many people picked up the guitar and became great musicians themselves just because they're inspired by the Beatles, you know.
Every drummer out there, rock drummer, is inspired by Ringo.
Right.
What he does is a happy accident, too, because he's a left-handed drummer playing a right drum kit. And I play drums a little bit. And I see the amazing thing. Of course, other situations where history turned the other direction, of course, is the death of John Lennon by assassination. What if he had lived? What if George Harrison didn't die of cancer?
What would the world be like without the Beatles or John Lennon?
Well, you'll see the movie yesterday. It's a great movie.
Yeah.
I mean, they really, because the people who made it were smart enough to know you can't make a good movie about the Beatles, but you can make a great movie about Beatle music, you know, and how it affects everyone. Well, take it away. Take it away and see what kind of world you live in. And then this guy, all of a sudden, he kind of steals them in a way, but a humorous way. but you're in this position of hearing, seeing people hear Beatle music for the first time. It's brilliant. It really is. It's not a perfect movie, but man, it's a really good, good, entertaining movie.
Sad to say it didn't do super well at the box office, but that means you can probably see it rented real cheap.
Right.
It's probably worth it.
It really is a very, very good movie.
You know, we're giving our listeners a taste of what this music roundtable is going to be about. And I just love this stuff. So, and we have a lot of people who do music in our audience. And, you know, we're just looking forward to this so much. But we really should get back to talking about maybe some of the paranormal stuff and other work that you do, too. Now, with your novels, have you ever taken any of your novels and mixed the paranormal with the military? To come up with some, like, military paranormal novel.
Yes.
Oh, cool. Well, okay, so which one would that be?
Well, I try to inject a little bit of it in all of them, to tell you the truth. My main, you know, thing that I do, my main gig is writing this series called Wingman, you know, and Wingman 19 just came out, and I'm working on Wingman 20 as we speak. And that's basically a post-World War III. Mad Max and a jet fighter is the elevator pitch for it. So we start back in 1987 or so. We're in a different world, and he's jumped through parallel universes. We've had UFOs in them, ghosts. At one point, he goes 7,000 years in the future, and, you know, his F-16 can go 2 light years a second, that kind of stuff, you know. It's just given me the flexibility to just kind of do that stuff. And so I always try to inject some kind of, even if two characters are out in the middle of a battlefield somewhere, has nothing to do with the paranormal, I always put in something. They saw a strange light over them, and, you know, they thought this is a good or a bad omen, stuff like that. I always kind of put something in.
Yeah, that's pretty cool because, you know, there is a lot of UFO lore in the military because they have had experiences where their aircraft have been surrounded by lights, where they've chased them and been vectored to them on radar. That's where we get the radar visual sightings from.
Right.
And, you know, well, Ruppelt's book, The Report on Unidentified Flying Objects, opens with exactly that kind of a scene. Mm-hmm. Where two jets are being vectored towards an object, and they're not sure where it is, and one of them spots it, and it's down near the ground, and it describes how this jet goes into a dive, and we're talking about what was called a transonic jet in those days, one that could just break the speed of sound.
F-86, right?
Yep, exactly. So you can just envision, you know, being in this thing and going into a straight dive after a shiny silver object that you can see in the daylight. And then what does he do when this thing goes to pull away? He opens fire on it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And this is coming straight out of a guy who ran the UFO program in the military, who created the term UFO. And I'm thinking, you know, why don't people get this? It's been out there for a long time. We've had disclosure. Why are we still in a state of denial?
I don't understand it myself. You know, I know that happened. We talk about that incident in the book. At the time, President Truman actually filtered down an order to our military forces, especially our air forces, saying that if you come upon a UFO and you can't make contact with it, you can shoot it. Okay, and that's when a lot of people started saying, oh, whoa, hold it. You, these things are, you know, whatever they are, they're far more technologically adept than we are. You really want to go shooting at these things? You know,
maybe
you shouldn't, you know. But that guy was under orders at the time that, you know, okay, this is what I got to do. How are you going to contact it? I don't know. But if you can't contact it by wagging your wings or something, he was under orders to shoot at it, and he did. And, of course, it just pulled him out of the way. Came nowhere near the what is
this reminds me of a book. We have the guest on the show, Frank Fascino Jr. The book is called Shoot 'Em Down, The Flying Saucer Air Wars of 1952. I don't know if you ever heard of it.
Well, yeah. No, I mean, you know, maybe, but I just can't remember it. But I'll tell you, this stuff was going on not just here, but also in Russia. There's a place in Russia called Kapustin Yar. And if you can imagine a combination Cape Canaveral and Area 51, they hide a lot of their, they show a lot of the nuclear weapons there and everything and stuff like that. But they also test experimental stuff, but they also shoot stuff off into space. And this has this long, long UFO history. In fact, they had this sighting there over this place where one of the Rockefeller brothers actually funded, you know, someone to study this thing. And, you know, this UFO came over their nuclear sites and it's hovering there for like a half hour. The KGB, of all people, interviewed these people to get their witness testimony. You're not going to lie to the KGB, right? So, you know, yeah. I mean, this is honest as you could be. And this was something, of course, behind in their minds the whole time is the Russians are thinking they're our secret weapons. We're thinking they're Russian secret weapons, okay? Same thing in World War II. The British and Americans were convinced that Foo Fighters were just German secret weapons. The Germans were convinced that they were our secret weapons. It was only after the war they looked at each other and said, you mean it wasn't yours? Well, what the hell, well, you know.
Yeah, we've got a third. We've got a third party in there somewhere, but there's something else going on. There's no question about it. By now, I think anyone who really decides to do their homework and sift out the signal from the noise will go, no, there's just too many good reports from too many reliable people to just say that this is nothing but misidentifications right. and misperceptions and
a lot of it hoaxes. Is a lot of it is, but there's a good portion that is not, and that's what you have to concentrate on.
Well, and, you know, returning to the idea of the military chasing them, well, I guess they're still doing it, aren't they? Because you know, we've got this ATIP program that's come out, and guess what? Yeah, they said if you watch the documentary, they say, well, we have some what they call, in quotes, real world tasking, mm-hmm. and they say we don't know what these are, but they're coming down from essentially space down to almost sea level in a matter of just a few seconds.
We've got a break now, and we'll get into more of that. Discussing more about UFO sightings, maybe UFOs from the sea. That's where they're hiding. That's it, not Zeta Reticuli. Mac Maloney, Gene Steinberg, J. Randall Murphy, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Joshua P. Warren, author of The Poor Man's Paranormal, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, Randall was starting a discussion here about UFOs landing on the water, is it, Randall?
Well, okay, so back in the 50s, we had military aircraft chasing them. In World War II, we have encounters with them. And even today, we're still having encounters with them. So it seems pretty difficult to just simply write it off, especially when you listen to testimony of pilots like David Fravor. I mean, this guy, I guess he's on the payroll. Maybe he's just, you know, making it all up as part of a disinformation campaign. But do I just want to believe so bad, Mac, that they're real, that I'm being too dismissive of the fact that maybe it was just a training exercise and that they created some sort of illusion for the public?
I don't know. Once again, you have to kind of look at, you know, how many moving parts would they have to incorporate to do something like this? And everybody has to keep their mouth shut. No one keeps their mouth shut these days. And let me just jump to, you know, this whole chemtrail thing. Okay, people are convinced that when they see contrails going overhead, that this is, you know, some kind of poison that the American government or the world government is dropping on us. Okay, think about this for a second. We've had people on our show that I go for 2 hours that this is actually happening. But think about it for a second. Where do the planes come from? 100 airplanes going over the United States every day. Other pilots are going to see them. Air traffic control people would have to be in on it. Where do they land? What's the logistics? Who sells them the poison? No one in the poison factory is going to talk about it. Even the people who whacked Bin Laden, the SEAL Team 6 guys, who are sworn to secrecy. They've done movies and books. You know, you're not going to keep something like this secret. You're not going to keep any of it secret. That's why I don't believe that we know any more than anyone else does, because that secret somehow would come out.
Well, you could just look up in the sky and see it. That's the whole thing. I mean, if you know a bit about how contrails are formed, mm-hmm. you can compare the different kinds of what look like contrails to this other stuff that happens. And there's something to it. I'm not exactly sure what or how they're doing
No one is dropping anything on us.
Weather modification is real. I mean, I watch it.
I'm sure they do experiments on weather modification. But there isn't this huge program to fly over the U.S. day after day after day dispensing some kind of poison to us. For instance, for two reasons, okay? How do the pilots know they're not dropping it on their loved ones, okay? And number two, why has the mortality rate in the United States gone up every year for years? And suppose they've been doing this to us for years and years.
Okay, so you get the people that are way up. Okay, I like to call this the fringe of the paranormal. or the conspiracy theories. And then there's the stuff that's a lot more closer to home. Just because we've got transistors, there's people that are going to say, no, that was alien technology. And someone else is going, no, it wasn't. It was invented by these scientists. Mm-hmm. Well, either way, there are transistors. And when you look up and study these contrails, and I've been watching jets since I was a kid. I watched the first 747 land here. I studied the whole thing. Mm-hmm. I've looked into the different ways that it can be mixed into the fuel and what it happens to be, how often they actually seed the clouds here as well for to stop hail from forming, the damaged crops, and all of the rest of it. And if you look up, you can see that there's a total difference between some of the what you are supposed to believe are just regular contrails and actual regular contrails. I don't know how to explain it.
We're going to have to agree to disagree. I'm sorry.
I mean, you're looking at it. You can see it. It's not
it all depends on the temperature layers that go up all the way up to as right. high as jets can fly and the right. kind of jet it is. And
I know all that.
They're not dropping anything on us. No one is dropping anything on us, okay? And no one is secretly doing experiments with the weather. I mean, not with the airlines involved.
See, that's just it. I don't know how secretly they're doing it. Like I say, you can tell when they're doing the cloud seeding here, and you can probably find out if you called the airport or called the people that mm-hmm. do it. You know, so it goes over, and instead of getting hail, we get this slushy, greasy slush falling out of the sky, okay. you know? So,
right.
you know, this, what I'm saying is there's this whole spectrum where it goes out into the fringe, like I was calling it, where you're saying like, yeah, there's this whole population control conspiracy, whatever it happens to be, all the way to the other side where people will say, no, it's all sheer nonsense. Nothing is going on.
I don't think so. They might be doing some kind of weather modification, but they're not doing it for nefarious reasons.
They're not doing the whole fringe conspiracy theory thing, the population control thing. It, you know, I could believe that.
Population control thing, they've failed badly.
Yeah, like, no, I don't get into the whole genetic. Well, you know, not that they couldn't do it if they wanted to. But, you know, I tend to agree that you've got to really do your homework and study it and do your own observations. But you can't just assume that because, you know, the government can be nefarious, that it is being nefarious.
It's nefarious in different ways. I mean, just turn the argument around. Why would they do this to us? What's in it for them?
Well, I mean, okay, so let's see, what would the conspiracy theorists say, that it's all part of some population control plan?
It's not working.
No, I'm not buying
it. It's not working.
You know, I could see it maybe being used as some weather modification, and there are a number of studies. Like when I tried to
weather as a weapon is a big thing. They'd love to be able to control hurricanes and tidal waves and stuff like that.
There has been a lot of experimental programs to going on that do actually do that if you look for them, but you have to dig for them and find out where they were, and you can see what areas of the sky they covered, and so on.
The HAP experiment up in Alaska, where they were throwing, you know, like 600,000 volts of electricity into the sky, saying that they were trying to improve communications. That's obviously something that they were trying to do, weather, to modify the weather. But there's also those kind of places in Norway and Russia, down in Puerto Rico. You know, they don't talk about them, but, you know, I mean, they used to give journalists tours of HAP and stuff like that. It's just one more thing they do. And if you dig, as you say, if you dig a little, you know, you'll find out. But this whole idea that, you know, there's this huge kind of shadow government who are, you know, dropping stuff on us, you know, to kill us or to make us stupider, maybe make us stupider. I don't know. That's right along the line of that there's 50,000 aliens in Dulce Mountain. I mean, come on. You know what I mean? I mean, really, put aside that stuff. And if you're going to concentrate on this stuff, concentrate on those 10% of sightings that no one can explain. Let's put our combined consciousness behind that and try to get some kind of explanation instead of running around trying to, you know, figure out there are octopus-looking aliens in a mountain in New Mexico. It's just nonsense.
How do we go about doing that? When we've got MUFON, as you were saying back earlier in the show, doing things like having guests on that say that they went to Mars and that we've got space fleets, when one of the supposedly most reputable organizations in the field is doing that.
But they're not. They're not highly reputable. They've never come out with any kind of, you know, report or any kind of explanation or just an archive of what they do. Not really. Okay. And I've talked to people in MUFON. I've interviewed them for my books. And I got to tell you, you have to really pick carefully who you want to include. Okay, MUFON is not some kind of scientific thing. I guess it's a reporting agency more than anything else. All right, if they get someone on whose claims is the Space Force, well, you know, we run a radio show too. If I can get someone to talk for 2 hours, let's put them on. All right, because it's entertainment. But when you really look at it, you need a scientific study. And the thing is, the ship is already sailed in the United States. At some point, someone is going to give money to some scientific organization and just say, go look into UFOs. It might have already happened, but it's not happening here. It's probably going to happen in China, or it's going to happen in India.
Or it's going to happen in Russia.
The Russians don't have that drive to do something like that, you know, to really, really look forward like the Chinese do. The Chinese people, they look down the road 100 years, you know. I think that any UFO scientific discovery is going to come out of China.
Say, Mac, where can we find more of the stuff you do?
MacMaloney.com is just the easiest place to go. We got a podcast. You know, we do the radio show. You can read about my books and also, you know, the music.
And we're going to have that music roundtable in the near future, and we'll announce it. You can find us on Twitter if you look for the Paracast. You can also find two official Paracast something or other group community on Facebook, and we try to observe all the considerations with regard to Facebook because of all the weird stuff that they do, which is not worth discussing on a paranormal show unless it's paranormal. We also have a second radio show called After the Paracast. You never know what's going to happen next. We feature William Puckett's roundup of UFO sightings, then maybe special additional guests. In fact, Mac Maloney is going to return to continue our discussion. You can only get that show if you subscribe to the Paracast Plus. Go to plus.theparacast.com. Once again, that's plus.theparacast.com. We also offer a special enhanced version of the Paracast that's free of the network ads. Plus.theparacast.com. I hope it won't be another 6 years, Mac Maloney. Thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
Thanks again, guys. I really appreciate it.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support.
support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.